This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Tassim lifneim. These are mishpatim that you're supposed to put in front of Klal Yisrael and Fashteitzach, the Parsha Kiyudua, is most of Nezikin, Abyssal Nashim, all the halachis, more or less, Mamnis bein adam lechaveri. Chazal tell us that there's a smichus to this parsha, to the parsha of Sinai. Mari sheinim misinai, afeilu misinai. That this is also misinai. The midrashim begin the parsha with an introduction. A pasuk in Tilim Kuf Mem Zayin, Magid Dvarav LiYakov, Chukav UMishpatav LiYisrael, LaYasechem LeChargai UMishpatim Bal Yedom. It's a pasuk, famous pasuk, that it's unique for Klal Yisrael. Not Klal Yisrael hat mishpatim, Eila mishpatim Ashetasim lifneiem. Lifneiem v'loy lifnei goyim. Klal Yisrael miyuchid, it's separate. The goyish halachis, the goyish kutz, and v'chehena, a lot of rashis and chazalin. Klal Yisrael has its own system of halacha mishpat. And this is le'asachein l'chal goy, mishpatim ba'yidum, hatnishkin shaychas mit goyim. And this is what? Misinai. And the Torah is Madgish, right after Kabbalah Satera, Ve'eila Mishpatim Ashetasim Lifneiem. We run right away into the Mishpatim. From Sinai, directly to Ve'eila Mishpatim Ashetasim Lifneiem. So Bishleim, I understand, Magidvar of Liyakev, Chukav Mishpat of Liyisrael. Good. Le'osa Chayn, you didn't give them to understand the mishpatim. Even though l'chayre from Chazal is mashma, that even if you know that the same halach is gepaskent in the courts, still you're not let it go to Arkayis. Rashi brings up a note. So you see that there's some halachas that do have a connection. If the pshat is that we have a complete different system, if the pshat is our mishpat hamishki shayches, lemoshel, imitz v'zogin teira versus the Arabic Sharia law, it's a good shayches. What's the there's no they say, ain't a hot mishpatim and ain't is a hayrig nefashis. One has nothing to do like karav zelze. We have no shayches to that. So I wouldn't need a chazal that you shouldn't go to the dinim of Akum of Arkayis. By the way, there's no shaykhis to what the Torah says. You see from the chazal that it's possible that in gewisse dinim they do have the same halachas. As I state, Vafilu yadato b'din echad sheim donin oisek yedini Yisrael, unless maybe din echad v'loishnayim, maybe it's a diuk. Maybe all Rashi means is this ken amol pasirin, one halacha that's just like, it's not the Pashup Shan Rashi. He meant to say was in this particular case, you know that it's the danim, right? It's not din echad, it's not, you know, Ravei Saitiktuk, yeah? Lelin Rashi. Chod techlib lelin Rashi. The Zaydat Me'oiske learned, my grandfather told me, that the Chafetz Chaim was makpid. Pashut, first you gotta know Pashup Shat before you say anything. And it was based on a mice. I told you the story. That when he was a little boy, he got a fair from an Adam Gadol. And the Adam Gadol asked him, Arashi, and he knew very well the Inyan, but he didn't know exactly how to, the words, the taich, he was a little boy at the time. And he got a patch. I got a patch for them. And he said, he was so embarrassed. Shtel Zafo, when I come to Shemayim, they'll ask me, and I won't know how to translate the Pashta, the Rashi. So he was Mekabel from then on, Alamol, Firdaf Mishim Pashim Pshat. First we got to know the words. That was the Chofetz Chaim, Firdaf Mishim Vashtet. Clearly, so if you teach the Rashi with your children on Shabbos, Afilu Yadata B'din Echot Shem Don in Oysen Kedini Yisrael. Does it mean that it's because there's one out there that you could compare to Mishpat? That's not the Pashim Pshat. The Pashat is, even if you know in a particular case, which they have the same halachas, it's possible that many halachas which are very much the same. I thought, Mishpat to Bal Yadum, it's Mashma Le'asachin L'chol Gaim. What ratio? By Yidin, we have this, and by Gaim, they have this, and they don't compare. I don't think that's the Pshat. Be'emes, we're going to learn that it's very possible that it seems like the halachas are the same. And the general rules might be the same. In English, they call it the Judeo-Christian laws. Falsals come from the Teva. Judeo-Christian means that it comes from the Teva. Let me show you how Nishkin Shaychis, the same Teva, the same Psukim, the same laws. And that's today's Shiva Pesai. And the lesson that's supposed to be learned from this Yisait. So Vasmivilda. What do we want? We're trying to understand Eila Mishpatim. Mishpatim is a half of a fellow. Sinai has come from Sinai. You would think it's not from Sinai. Why? Laws are laws. No, it's from Sinai. And not only that, Rashi brings down Shetasim Sanhedrin Eitzalam Mizbeach. It's to the Mizbeach. It's such a time at the base. Hamikas is half of a fellow. Mishpatim is half of a fellow. And the Pasuk says, they have no shaykhs, lo yadum. They can't understand our mishpatim. What's so hard to understand our mishpatim? Well, what, it's so difficult to read and see what it mishpatim bal yadum. It's not the pshat, they don't have it. They don't understand it, b'chlal. Good. I agree with you on that. I agree with you on that. But you can't say that all the mishpatim, they lo yadum, they don't have any connection, any shaychis, any understanding in it. What are the mishpatim? So the truth is, there's a meyerdik ravat for Rav, from the Briska Rav. Meyerdik ravat. He doesn't ask our shayla, but l'chayla, this could be a taich. What's unique about our mishpatim that the goyim have nothing to do with our mishpatim? Even like I said, it's the same text. It comes from the same akar. Oh, but they have no shaykhs to it. What's the dopshat? There's a gemara. Shalu talmidav es Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai. Bepnei ma echmira teira beganef yosim begazlam. A ganif is a person who steals, yeah, hiddenly. He's Bobby Machteres. He has a ganze plan, a secret, unagandit. A gazlin, he's a highway robber. He steals out in public, he comes out with a gun, and you give. A M is a criminal, right? A criminal, Shane Kamayo. Not white collar. I am a gazlin. But still, ichmira teira beganif, yois mi gazlin. Right? Chamisha bak yisham tach sashor, rabbi tach sashor. Why is it that way? Amalehem. So he answered back to them, hishve kavet eved le kavet kainai. Del ganif, he was mishave. The eved and the odin, the same. Meaning, the gazlin was hishve, the same. Mashenke, the Ganiv, Zela Hishvik Kavit Eved Lakavit Kaine. Favas. From the mensch, he's afraid. He's afraid. I mean, there's people gonna see that. You're not afraid. Based off the Meister from the Chafetz Chaim. Chafetz Chaim was once traveling in a carriage, and the carriage driver wanted to take an apple off a tree as he was driving, you know. Safeld, he was passing by. So he told the Chafetz Chaim to keep an eye out, okay, make sure nobody's looking. He's from the Chalavais and the Meister. He went to grab the apple before he had a chance to. Someone's looking! The guy got terrified and he ran off. Yeah. He looks around, there's nobody in sight, Bechlau. So he turns to the Chafetz Chaim at the time, he says, Rabbi, who's looking? What are you talking about? He says, Hashem, the Eibush is looking. That's the Pshat in this Chazal, Lechaira, yeah? Kaviyachal asa ayin shalmata ki'ilein araya v'ayzen shalmata ki'ilein ashemas. Man is looking, the Eibush is not looking, so you're much worse, Ganif, than Gazli. Zag briske Rav, was is der Teitsch? What is the Hezbir in them? So he says as follows. The Gazlin, he's not afraid from the Eibishter, but he's not afraid from people either. He's out in the open. Pshat. He wants to rob. He can't control himself. Why is a guy rob in front of broad daylight that he might get caught? And the teretz is, he's not thinking. If he would put 2 seconds of thought, he would say, I'm sugar and they're going to catch me. So he's not thinking. Yitzchak takfei. He does. He has a yetzahara. All his maisim without thinking about making a cheshbon. Memela, even though he's with chutzpah, it's out with brazen gnei. You know, he's a real gangster. But there was no thought that he put into it at all. The ganev is a little different. He already thought it through. So he is already thinking. Trach sabeskerav, trach defshenei mishter cooked. A guy on impulse, so he's not thinking. The ganif is not on impulse. The ganif is premeditated. You're thinking. You're making a cheshbon. It's machav shein a cheshbon. Oimrim, we tell him a yisam esugel is bain of a lachshev. The frame of mind to already think a minute. The person, when we look at it, we look at the mice of Gazlin much worse. He's brazen, a chatzav, he's a highway robber. The Torah doesn't look at it that way, you see. We look at it, Gazan Gua, from the Ganif. But the Das HaTorah is Einei Kein. It's not like that. Because Zehishvik Kavit Kainei L'Chavit Shabbos V'Dam. And then he continues and he explains, because Loi HaTzura HaChitzoynis Shel HaDavar Kiva'as Kiyem Pnimius HaDvarim. The Torah is able to go in to the Das HaAdam. A mishpat. It's the rule. You did the maisa. You did the. Let's say you did the crime. You do the time. Right. That's the way it is. It's not more than that. The das hateres of briskerav takes into cheshbon deeper than what the actual maisa is. So l'chayil we could come and say that's pshat mishpat in bal yadum. Mishpat in bal yadum is because they look at the act, and the tailor looks what's behind the act and takes that into account. Good, yeah, Rabbi Yisrael, see good, push it. Nacham, the shayla is, what the question is, what's mishpatim unique? And it's only mishpatim bal yadum, only klal Yisrael, goyim habin das nisht. And we could say this vat, because by the goyim, they can only judge according to the act on the outside. Whatever you did, you did. But what exactly is the person and why he did it? And the Torah is different. The Torah goes in L'Sayv Daiti Shaladam to the midas of the mensch. And the Torah understands who really is more of a criminal. That's the briska Rav Zvat. When you look at the person, it could be a whole different story. Who the real criminal? Who's the worst of the, between the two of the criminals? This l'chayra kamen zagen is the pshat u'mishpatim ba'al yidum. But I would like to say it different to Herr Rabbeisa. If you don't mind, I'll pidakti for the Bali Musa, the G'day Le'aylam. Bali Musa asks, why is Mishpatim the beginning? This is the first, right after Sinai. Gleich zitzman avekim, nash nizikim. Why? What happened to Brachis? What happened to Brachis? I say, Shane, I got it to with the Rabbeinu Shleila. I say, Shane, be gold, huh? And you want to know the emes? The emes is, this is really the first Rashi in Bereshis. Rashi in Bereshis says, we should have started with HaChedesh HaZalachem, which is the first mitzvah. Why does it start with Bereshis, Koyach Maisiv Higad La'amai, Amunna, Midas, many terutzim? So here too, we should begin with what? We should begin with the chayes, the yonim of Bin Adam Lamakim, Anoichi Hashem Alikecha, Avodah Zarah, right? Ikre Adas! Mit Gedaft Onfangin, mit Ikre Adas! Alei Bali Musaf Chayge Dar Shaila. Why? You know, it's Yeduah. Shiva Ramesh used to say, first Gemara we learn with a child, Eilam Metzias. Why Eilam Metzias? Because he has to learn money, what's yours is yours, what's not yours is not yours. That's the most important thing that we learn with a child. Was meint us? What does it mean? Shouldn't you start talking to a child? Brachis, Rabbeis, I know. Let's start. You know what? The first thing we teach a child, when a child starts to speak, Chazal, Aviv, right? He's able to talk. Aviv Melamde. What does he teach him? Teira, Tziva, Lanu, Meisha. Oh, maybe we should start teaching Meila Metzias. That should be the first thing. No? Like the Cheshbin, we should teach Mamnes. Shiva Zak, that the first Gemara we learn with the child, the first Mishnah we learn with the child, Mamnes. I never understood this. I'm a simple Yid. I am a product of the Gedolim I listened to all my life. That's who really I am. You come to hear a shiur, you're not really listening to me. That's the truth. You're listening to things I heard and I worked on listening to Gedolim Yisrael Bizbatlus. I didn't understand this. Okay. I was by Rav Shach. Now, I think Rav Shach told this to me. Again, it was a little bit mumbling, but I think Be'erach, this is what he told me. I asked him this question, what does it mean? So he told me over Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. As Rabbi Yisrael Salanta gesagt, Brachis is a drabbanan. It's only drabbanan at the end of the day. These you can be over the ISIS. This is what he says. People don't realize. A brache, seif kol seif. Brachis is drabbanan. It's a din drabbanan. Memela, there is a mamish, a person can be over the grass to the rises. And he said, of a halach, he said, you ever notice that a person, is an ashtikul chazli, yeah? It's a suffix of the sveikis, chas v'shalom, right? Lamaisa, when it comes to yoni mamin, people don't have that regish, they don't have that feeling. Efshun, kenzain, once the asek sveiko, that. Und das kenzain mehr der reise wie das. That's what Rav Shach told me. And he said, "Das meint es, was darf ois lernen as Geld scheile von der Reise." It took me a long time to take in what he was saying. You know, I still, and I saw the hesped of the altar from Kelim on Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. The altar from Kelim was masped. It was Chaf Hei Shvat, Tav Reish Mem Gimel. Erev Shabbos Kedesh, Parshas Mishpat. That's when the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was nifta. So the altar from Kelim got up and he said, Loi l'chinam, that the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was nifter Parshas Mishpat. Because Rabbi Yisrael Salanta dedicated his life to teach Mishpatim kum faratz. Dine Mammis is more important than anything else. Zahirus in Mammis is more important than anything else. Azehut the altar from Kelim Maspid given, that was the hespid that he said on Rabbi Yisrael Salanta. You hear? It's Chaf Hei Shvat, Tav Reish Mem Gimel. This was the Erev Shabbos Kedesh Parshas Mishpatim. That the reason he said, and then he said a hostical title, why he was buried in Parshas Truma. He was Nifter in Erev Shabbos, the Levaya, I guess the Kfura wasn't. And he said, Truma is the Oren, that the Luchas, the Rabbi Yisrael Salanta given the Luchas. Okay. Next week, we'll talk about that chelik of the drasha. Pal kapanim der chelik, Rabbi Yisrael Salanta was mechadish. You hear? Mishpatim. Mishpatim is the ikka. Mishpatim kumt faralz. You hear? Zahiris b'momin chaveri. Vos meitas. Pel is not a pel di gazach. No, you hear what we're saying over here? Ameira di gazach. Eila Mishpatim, right from Sinai. Could you imagine Sinai mitgiven Vayavasali Kim mitgizend Rabbeinish Leilam? Could you imagine the Seiris? Right away, we're sitting down and we're talking about Kisikne Evid Ivri. And we're going to talk about Evid Ivri. Why, even in Momnis, why Taka Evid Ivri? From Allah Parshis, from Momin, Dafman Kleiben, you had to pick Evid Ivri. Where the guy did something wrong, I mean, we have to pierce his ear. We're going to talk in a few minutes about Kulpanin. You see this, you said that it's so important. Elam Ishbatim, und das ist bei Rabbi Yisrael Salanta gewen, Mamish, Ikrim, Shebe Ikrim, Shebe Ikrim, Shebe Ikrim, Mamish, this is it. Teire is Elam Ishbatim, Ashetasim Lifneim. Azei Zogt, the altar from Kelim in Rabbi Yisrael Salanta's hesped, yeah? Is there a makar for this? Yes, there is. I want to read for you a meredika rush, a dovish of pellet rush, in the Mishnah in Peyer, Perek Aleph, Zok the rush, Eis Gimel. He brings the inyan of chesed, Eludom Shein Lam Shir, and he brings a pasuk, you hear? Tzadik. Imru tzadik ki toiv, ki prim aleleyem yoichlu. Der tzadik, zog der tzadik is good. Zog to me, is there a tzadik was is good, a tzadik was nicht good? Trapasi, imru tzadik ki toiv. Fregt Rosh, vichi yeis tzadik toiv, yeis tzadik she'ene toiv? Tzadik, no? Could you imagine the Zokta Fagivisa Tzadik? Ah! Yet the Tzadik, can say a Rosh Echid, or a Zar Rosh, if he's a Tzadik, or a Kemunsch Gesen, or that's a Sprach. What's meant the Possig, no? So a Possig, Rabbi, what's to say? There's a good Tzadik, there's a Schlecht Tzadik. You know this Rosh? Okay, so let me read it to you inside, because the Rosh says Tzvei Nekudis, one what you said, and El Zokta Yisrit. Yadus, Rabbi Zay. Yadus. Zokta Rosh, V'yei Tzadik Sheinu Toiv, Ella, Toiv LaShamayim, V'toiv LaBriyo, Zehu Tzadik Toiv. V'alzeh Nemar, Kiprim, Aleleyem, Yoichlu. Why? So he's right, as up to good. But listen to the end of the Rosh. Ki HaKadosh Baruch Hu chafetz yoise b'mitzvus sheyasvim gam ritzein habriyos me b'mitzvus shebein adam l'kainei. No. It's more important. The Rebbeinu Shleilim vil mer. It's a Rosh Rabbeis. I'm a furish a Rosh. There's no diukim. See, klar in the Rosh. As the Rebbeinu Shleilim vil das mer von das. He'd rather you have mitzvahs was is toiv labrius be mitzvahs was is not toiv lamakim. Atamaisa. Rabbi Yisrael Salant understood this. These are the mishpatim that you do. What are the mishpatim? The mishpatim are misinai, and it's the first thing and the most important thing, because it's been adam lechaveri. This is the yisayt. Oh, but the kash is rabbi say. Good, ben adam lechaveri. There's so many other parshiyos there. Was is ben adam lechaveri? Favos kleitman. Why do we pick Eved Ivri to begin the sugya of Hilchis ben adam lechaveri? Was is del taich? You hear the question? Tell me, would you, if you had to write the halachas, would you be the first thing that would come to mind is Eved Ivri, sold a Meis Yisalm as an Eved? What's Tutsachapta? Okay. Abay say, let me tell you how the Torah wants us to treat an Eved Ivri. Is an Eved Ivri a sinner? My father's a ganef. He's a thief. He's a real thief. He's a ganef. Huh? Where would he sit in shul, this guy? If I want to know, where does this guy, Marshall, he becomes an Eved, you hear?
In the back.
In the back, not true. I'll tell you where he sits. Well, not, sorry if you're sitting in the back. I mean, I didn't mean it that way. I'll tell you where he sits. If his Adon sits in the Mizrach, guess where he's going to sit? That's right.
Not behind his
Adon? Whatever it is, it's not in the back. Alright? Okay. Let me show you the Gemara, Rabbi Sai. Let me show you the Rishayim. Peludi. In Pasuk state, Ki Toiv Lo Imach. The Eved has to be treated Toiv Lo Imach. Imach B'Maychel. Imach b'mishte, shaloite at eichel pas nikia, v'hu eichel pas kibber. You got to give him the same menu as you. Same menu. I'll tell you a nice maisa. That's el ta maisa, Rabbi. So you deserve a good tevatel. You had a good tevatel. Good. Amol, there were people who used to have delicious food, but then, for the people, the work, the help, okay. Then they would invite Bachim Lachechet V'Yamal and also give them Shvach. Okay. When Er Alein the Balabos, okay. Kitza, the workers, the helpers, the yeshiva, but they said they're going to get this Balabos. Why? For the balabas, a flektach gabin, you know, a gutish fertile chicken, a whole big, beautiful piece of chicken. And for them, he would put down one piece of chicken, they'd have to share it between, you know, the whole chevra. So they said, they're going to get the balabas. How are they going to get him? All of a sudden, in the middle of lunch, mincha! I'm davening a mincha. The balabas looks at his watch and he says, it's a quarter to one. He says, by you it's a quarter to one, the chicken. By uns a fertel fafir. It's a quarter for four. Here I say, this is not what the Torah wants. The Torah wants that if you give him exactly what you're taking, exactly. You have to give him the best one, whatever you have to give him. At Yosha Gabi Muchim, U Yosha Gabi Atevin, the same type of a bet. Mikan Amur Kalakaina Evid Ivri Kakaina Adan Latzmi. Taisus brings down from the Yushalmi, the Papamim, what's the Pshat? It's Kikaina Odin Latzmi. So he brings a Yushalmi that if you have only one pillow, so what are you supposed to do, Zaktaisus? From the Yushalmi, you got to give him the pillow. Right? Because if he uses that pillow and you don't give it to the Eved, it's not Tevla. If he doesn't give it to nobody gets it, that's Doim. Right? Nobody should have it. That's Mamish Maisa's Doim. Yeah? Nimtza Shakar Tzach Limsa Lavde V'hainu Odoin La'atzmi. How do you work with your Eved? Steht in Pasuk, it's a Pasuk in Vayikra, steht in Klal. Pasuk says, Leisavu bei avoidas eved. You're not allowed to... Yeah, but he is your eved. What do you mean, Leisavu? So what are you supposed to do? What do you mean, Leisavu bei avoidas eved? It reminds me, I heard recently, I knew this, but I didn't hear the line of it. One of my cousins once said, he wishes... He could be the Bubba's maid. She has it better than everybody else in Shtub. You know, I said, see, sits to my lab, but then she wishes he could be the maid in the house. It would be very good. This is Bemis what the Torah wants. For days, Esh left on our kitchen. You're sleeping on the floor, and he's sleeping in the bed. You're not allowed to work with him. So, but he's an Eved, so what should you do with him? Should we sit down and what? Play chess with him? What are you supposed to do? So let's see Chazal. Chazal say clearly. You're not allowed to make any Avoid on him that's Gnai, that he's Makir, that he's an Eved. He's not allowed to feel like an Eved. So Safra says, "Lo yayluch kelev achrav lemerchatz, v'lo yina loymin olav." He's not going to put you on your shoes. He's not going to service you. Why? Lo yisavid boy avoidas eved. He's not going to have the avoid of an eved. Could you tell me why? What's the reason for this? So the Alter from Kelim has a whole mahalach, a very interesting mahalach, and he says. Something called rehabilitation. It's interesting, they talk about it today too. When someone sits in jail, what's the tachlis of the jail? Is it to punish him? Or is it to rehabilitate him? Alter von Kelim says that the Parsha of Eved Ivri teaches me this. Eved Ivri teaches me that the point is, you got to rehabilitate him. Fakelt, du geist in shul, du geist in besmedjer, so gain mit dir. To treat him like an Eved, you're destroying him. You're not making him rehabilitate. And he says, Apel de Gazach, he says, Lamashal, as a tato takind. Yeah? But this is a problem case, right? So what he was trying to punish the Fakert, he goes out of his way to do extra for the child because he needs it. Zot Alta from Kelim, the din of Eved Ivri is he needs help. So they put him into, so to speak, a foster home. Where Meharbet mit dem, was a Fakert, as it's Bantish, at the Chazevi, Shevi Gold. Azei Zot Alta from Kelim. Rabbi said, I want to tell you over another Mahalach. And it's Gebeit on Rabbi Ruchem. Why by Bakar, if you steal Bakar, you pay how much? You pay 5. You steal Tzayin, right? You pay 4. So Rashi says, the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yechimen Zakai, Chas HaMokam HaKvaydan Shal Briyos. The reason is because the Rebbeinu Shel Olam was Chas on the Kavod HaBriyos. Why? Shor Shehoilech B'Raglav Leinus Baz Be'Aganiv. The Ganiv wasn't embarrassed, right? Because it was going on his own. He didn't have to schlep it. Mishalim Hey. Seh Shenoisi Al Kseifoi Dalid. But the Seh, Edafish Lepid, Hoyl Ben Izbaza Boy, because he was what? Mizbaza, yeah, Shleptus, he carries it on his shoulder. Zaka Biruchim Hafel Fela, Neira Umavil Me'id, lemizbeinim bedvarim. It's unbelievable. He says, look at his pella. We're talking about mishpat. We're talking about a person who's a thief, and we have to judge him. Law. Asukim kan lahanish ganif. We're trying to punish a ganif for his geneva. Umi uzesha yoimer. Who in his right mind would say, you know what? We have to take it to cheshbon, covet abrius. We're worried about his, who's covet? Them is covet, Ivan. Who are you? Why? The guy was stealing. So we have to cheshbon. Ah, he's a nice. He had a bizarre. And he speaks out so beautiful. What's the cheshbon? That he was nizbasa? If he's nizbasa, why'd he do it? He doesn't care. Look, I don't understand. He himself does. Obviously, he's not embarrassed to do what he did, right? Is he embarrassed to do it? I'm not embarrassed. Rabbi Yochum even says in a different shmuz, he says, I don't say what people don't walk around with sand their back. I don't say what. Maybe he just came from the makolet. I mean, what are we talking about already? Do you understand the darkest shibit, darkest shibit, darkest shibit? What are you talking about? Who talks about what? That he himself, he himself doesn't, it didn't bother him to do it. And this is my defender Birukum. You know what? Maybe we have to start making cheshbon like this. Ah, the chmanis. He needed a ladder to get up to get to the second floor. Ah, zaga chmanis. Let's take off a little bit more because he had to carry the ladder. He had to go carry the ladder. That meshug is never. This is something beyond normal comprehension, and the teretz is that's mishpat ha'tayra. Mishpat ha'tayra means you must take into cheshbon kavod abrius. And he says a pelvic thing. He says be'einai ra'isi, with my own eyes I saw. He says a guy was a ganif. They beat him up. The courts beat him up, and they mamish didn't come out like he almost killed him. But ain't a reisi didn't ganif echad. I saw it. Should they? What's the pshat? They thought. Listen, he deserves an einish. Besides the einish, nothing came into cheshbon. I want to tell you something interesting. My father told me that he was once in the mountains traveling, taking my zayda. There was some kind of an accident or something. So they were rerouting the detour. Okay, so there was a cop. You know, my father didn't chop right, left. He didn't chop it. He was supposed to go left. He went right. The cop went and started banging on the car, banging. My father didn't chop what happened. He stopped. He opened up the window. And the cop at him geschoked and he started mamish chirim for gedufim. So my father looked at him and said, "What? I went right instead of left. The law is you got to listen to the cop. I can give you a ticket. My mamish chirim for gedufim." So my zayde used this pasuk right on the spot. He says, "Yeah, the law is mishpatim bal yadon. Thus maintus." There's no covered habrius. There's a whole different mishpat. Avad, the law, can shrayim, can kitchen. The law is the law. Eved Ivri is teaching us a meiridiki aside. What's Eved Ivri teaching us? Zehiris in mammon. There's two dinim in zehiris in mammon. Avad, there's a geneva. It's not yours. Shinish daina. But there's also an Indian of yenin. There's a covered abrius, is belein zu yenem, nemst avek fun yenem. It goes into the whole understanding of what mishpat means. Mishpat isn't just because it's an issa. Mishpat also means siyenem. The understanding, and that's kisikna evid ivri. You know what the limud of Eved Ivri is? The limud of Eved Ivri is what it means to me. You stole from somebody. Du's gegangen von jemand. You know what you're learning now? What it means. Yenim. What it means to be machshiv. What it means to appreciate what's not yours. By the Od, look how he treats you. Look how the Odin is treating you. Ki sikna Eved Ivri is at the hair. In Ben Odom L'Chaveir Momnis, it's Yenim's moment. It belongs to other people. And that's the Zihirus. In Ben Odom L'Chaveir is the Shoyrish of Kala Taira Kula. Everything is Nichlal in this. I want to tell you over two Nekudas, quickly. It's a long Shmuz Rabbeir saying. There's a Peladik Eloshin from the Chazainish. Peladik, Mamash Adavish or Pela. The Chazanish in Emuna Bitachin says, I'm going to read you word for word, because it's Peladik. It's Yidua that the Chazanish, in his letters, he was talking mostly about himself. You know, the Chazanish lived alone in his own Balaramis. And all the Musar and Zachin that he speaks about, he was talking about things that he himself reached. Zak the Chazanish, what does it mean to be Ois Ga'arbet in Midas? And he says the following. Chazanish Emuna Bitachin, there's a person who wants to do good to others. When he meets another person, he's happy. He's happy to meet another person. He greets him friendly. And he's afraid. Maybe he didn't greet him properly the way the other person wants to be greeted. Maybe he said a word that wasn't proper. And then he says, "Ki ain cave etzlay." There's nothing that hurts more to him than not being mechabed the other person, hurting another person. That is his pain. Ki ain cave. You hear the lush of the Chazanish? Ki ain cave etzlay ki cave shal pegiya bekivu chaveray. I shechas mireyu chesed. If he missed maybe a chesed. And then he concludes the following. This is unbelievable. How about him? Does he get insulted? He's always worried about insulting others. How about him? Does he get insulted? He says, Me'olam le'nifka, this same person. I don't know how to explain it to you, Rabbi, so to understand the oimik, what it means, the hashkafa, the understanding of what it means, Adam and Kavod HaBriyos. Kavod HaBriyos, like he says, is to mechabed and to feel bad in case. But that same Kavod HaBriyos is mechayiv that you don't get insulted in return in case that person does something to you or somebody does something to you. And listen what he says. He doesn't get insulted in return. He loves so much the other person that he doesn't see his chisrainus. And he's ready to accept all the embarrassments and slates and tightness that the other guy did to him. Shiyadu, first of all, because he knows, people don't have, unfortunately, people don't have midas. So what could you already expect? But then he says more. In return, he gives Yaker v'kavod, v'ein b'liber hurim royim, v'ein zilzul b'kavod abriyas. The kavod abriyas is so strong that even if the other person was pegay on him, in return he has to what? Be mechabed that person. Who did the ganev steal from? Who did the ganev steal from? It's a good question. If the ganev would steal from the person himself that's buying him, kisikna evid ivri, pashat he's being sold to somebody else. What happens if you rob the person and that person buys you? And how are you treating that ganev now? That's the oimik of mishpat. The oimik of mishpat is the kavod is so strong that I have to treat him. I'll end with two quick, beautiful stories, Rabbi Isai. I want you to think about this. There's a Yid in Queens, name is Rachluger. Tired Yid. He says, I got to show you my wedding album. Okay. Came to his house, he showed me his wedding album. He says, show me on the Rabbanim's table where your Zayd is. I'm looking and I'm saying, I don't see, he's not on that table. He says, good, let me show you what table he was sitting. He pushes a few pages later. He was sitting on a table where in those days, today, we don't even see it anymore. Every single person was wearing one of those white yarmulkes, you know, like, that they give out. That they give out at the door. All right. So yeah, he says, you're going to ask me why your Seder was sitting at that table. So let me tell you. These people were from Lukács. The town where the Seder came from, they were Lukács. Okay. By mistake, the person who was writing out the seatings, he knew that the Seder was from Lukács. He put them in all the Lukács Yidalach, you know, which most of them were not through. Okay. Seder saw the thing. So he sat there. So he says, when I realized that he was sitting there, and I realized that it's because the place caught me and my Kala, we ran over and we started to apologize. It's the wrong seat. It's the wrong... your seat is over here on the day. My Seder refused to get up. Why? If I get up, what am I showing these people? They're not so chashev. So he sat the entire Suda, and I have this picture today. What am I trying to bring out? If you don't have kavod abrius habesa, you would never come to understand the story like this. This is something it wouldn't even dawn on you, a story. So even if in the halachas, theoretically it sounds the same, it sounds like it's the same law, the laws sound equal, but it's an entire different cook, it's an entire different way of looking. Learn this chazanish, Rabbi Yisrael. You want to know what the chazanish al hashas is? It's this chazanish, it's the same chazanish, it's the understanding. Mishpatei HaTorah. It's understanding Mishpatei HaTorah. When he learned Mishpatim, he understood, what does it mean? I'm Dichtu Ab Yenim. Where is the Kavod Abrius? Where is the gefil for another person? And this Chazanish was Oymit on Mishpatim. And that's the Chazanish Allah Shas. It's the same Chazanish, Rabbi Yisrael. Mishpatim Bal Yadum. They have no pshat. They could read the same pasuk. It's the same exact pasuk. They could read Begapa Yovei, Begapa Yetzei. They could read Ganev, Gazlan. They could mamish the same Bible. This hotnish king shaykhis has no shaykhis to them. They can't see because it's not Misinai. It's not the same Torah. It's not learnt with the same Havana. You understand what the Chazanish is saying? The other person is mezalzel in me. But I'm not hurt. You know why? I don't even have hirurim. Why? Because my kavod abrius is mechayiv. It's meiridik. It's such a whole different way of seeing and living and understanding. Atidas is magid varev liyakov chukov mishpatov liyisrael. It's the mail of Klal Yisrael.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.